Blog Talk Radio. Happy Saturday, Prozers. Welcome to Prozy's Corner, where we are two BFFs spending our Saturday mornings enlightening, elevating, motivating, and inspiring. I am your host, author Mara Prose, along with my bestie co-host, Nikki W.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Saturday.
Yes, we're still waking up, too, so bear with us. As soon as the show keeps going, we'll get hyped. We really will.
Right.
We've got to get into
it.
It was a long week, wasn't it? I felt like every day just dragged this past week, and I don't know why.
It did. I don't know. You know, when you always have a holiday weekend, a three-day weekend coming, it always drags.
Yes. And thank God for that. We want to wish everybody a safe Memorial Day. I would advise to stay out of Galveston water because they always have a flesh-eating disease out there. But if you do get in there and, you know, you come out okay, kudos to you. Have a great time. But I just wanted to do my my part and give a warning.
Okay,
on to seriousness. Let me stop being silly. You see, when I'm tired, I'm silly. All right, so announcement number one that everybody contacts me about all day, every day. Yes, we are still on for the 31st. Amazon will be selling the Davenport. I do meet with Barnes & Noble. I do not know if they're picking it up or not yet to sell it, but I have a meeting with them, and I even have specs for my next book to show them, hopefully in an effort to encourage them to pick up the next few, two or three copies of my books that I have coming out. So, yes, for all you pre-orders, I do realize you still do not have your orders. We are working on it. Bear with us, please. It has been a mess for us, too. So I can't imagine. I thank you for the early support, but I don't think you'll be disappointed. We'd love to hear your feedback after you read the book, but I think I'm more of an artist, too, where, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, you can probably just keep it to yourself. Make sure that it's constructive criticism, like, you know, a character wasn't developed enough or whatever else, but if you just didn't like the book, I'm sorry, I don't really care to know that. Okay, moving on. On the Mara Prose Virtual Book Club, we have started our Summer of Romance. I think if I made it a contest, it would be totally unfair because Nikki would beat everybody. Nobody would stand a chance.
I'd read them all.
You read them all. So we're not making it a contest in that way, but I will come up with some cute contests that we can do. Today I will be posting the voting for the books that I have received recommendations for. The majority of them are from Nikki. Yay. So
I'm contributing.
Nikki's contributing. See, I knew I would get her to contribute somehow. But yes, the voting goes up today. I'm only going to leave it up for a couple of days. I don't think we need weeks and stuff to decide, or, you know, or several days to decide what we want to read. I mean, You're going to choose two books. You're choosing two books, and you have the option. You can read one, or you can read both, either one. And I'll be posting, I'll be reading both, so I can post questions on both of them so we can get some more participation and get the book club back to what it used to be because, you know, we really haven't been participating in it, and we have almost 700 members in the club now. So it would be really, really nice if we start turning this around. Don't be shy. You know, say what you want about the book. Even if you don't like it, that's still conversation. We can learn why didn't you like the book, you know. You can suggest some other genres that are coming up. We are always open to new suggestions. So please, please join us. This is all the way until the end of August that we'll be doing a summer of romance. And so far we're having fun. And I'm adding movies to it too, so it's even better. And then last one is my cousin and I have been brainstorming about doing a MARPROS empowerment conference here in Houston next year. Very early stages, but wanted everybody to keep that in the back of their mind. It would be a lot like our virtual conference, except we'd be face-to-face doing activities. I don't want it to be all a lot of just guest speaking and talking. We all have powerful testimonies. We know that, but we all also have books that carry those testimonies. I think that if you're really truly interested in that person, you can support their work. What I want in this empowerment conference is that I want us to get together, and I want us to be able to show the world that women can get together, empower each other without bashing men, and have a really good time and come away from it with some growth and maturity and new knowledge that they didn't have before. So that's my goal for it.
Right.
Stay tuned for that. We'll be working on that. It's going to be a lot of work, and we'll be talking about that over the next couple of months and see how that pans out. And let's see. I think we're all caught up on announcements, Nikki.
Yeah.
You haven't?
Okay. I don't.
Okay. I will let you introduce our guest.
Well, our guest hasn't called in yet.
Oh, well, I guess we won't introduce him yet. Okay. Well, let me see. Oh, I do have another announcement. So I just want to say thank you to DeDwayne Jones, who was the digital artist on our show last Saturday. Right, Nikki?
Right.
Yeah, last Saturday. I didn't get to talk to him because I was traveling to Atlanta, but he has agreed to do the book cover for my next book, which will be the poetry book, The Journey to Mar Prose. And I'm so excited. He just told me to give him the title and then that he would take it from there.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it. His work is amazing.
Yes, it is truly amazing.
I was showing my mom this morning some of the things that he's created, and I can't wait to buy it. Can't wait to purchase.
I know. It's beautiful. So we're looking forward to, you know, we just have left. I told Nikki, I said, we'll just let him come up with the entire concept and see what he comes up with. And there's one picture that he sent me that is not for sale. It's for his show. I thought it was for my book cover. And I was like, you're done already? Oh, my God, this is amazing. But that's not for my book cover.
No. That would have been nice.
Goes on sale, I told him as soon as it goes on sale, please let me know. So he says, I will be one of the first to know. Thank you very much, Dwayne. And I do just have to give another shout out to Nikki, who was just thrown into doing the show by herself last week at the last minute. And she did just a phenomenal job. The show was just, it flowed so well. You all had really good chemistry. Everybody was vibing really well. I mean, you did great, Nikki.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You missed your calling.
Oh, gosh, no.
Yeah. Yes.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay. So let's see.
All right, we have Brian on the line, Mara.
Hi, Brian.
How are
you
doing?
Good morning. Welcome, Brian.
Good morning. Thank you.
So I know Nikki has a lot of questions for you, so I'll let her start.
No, me? I was trying to figure out your – I was looking on your Facebook page. I was like, he does T-shirts, he's a photographer – but I couldn't really pull up your web link to get your complete bio. So can you just tell us?
The website, it'll be back up tomorrow. We paused it for a couple of days. It just, has some internal reconstruction taken care of.
We all go through it. So,
right.
Welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about you. How did you start? What are you doing now? Your shirts or your photography or both?
I'm doing both, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
My partner and I, we still do shirts, both the To Haters With Love and the Black Beautiful and Brilliant. We're putting more emphasis on the Black Beautiful and Brilliant brand right now.
Uh-huh.
Just because of, one, as a black man, I love black women. But then, two, part of the goal is to just provide, positivity and provide positivity
mm-hmm.
to young girls in particular, young black girls, in
particular.
Right. But
so what did you come up with?
The photo studio, we definitely are still running as well.
Where did you come with the concept of To Haters With Love? How did you come up with that?
The To Haters With Love concept came up while I was incarcerated. And during that time period, I heard a lot of the typical, what I'm not going to do, what I won't be able to do, and the typical stereotype that, a lot of people face and hear during incarceration is that, the stigma is that you're going to do the same thing and come back. And I heard it, so much, I just kind of began to switch it up and use it for fuel. And everyone who told me what I wouldn't be able to do, those individuals pretty much became my haters. And I started using what they said I wouldn't be able to do simply as, motivation to succeed.
Right.
And that birth. That's a Haters With Love brand right there.
Mm-hmm. How long did it take you to get it up and off the ground once you got home?
Once I actually started focusing on it, probably about 3 months.
Okay.
Because a lot of the foundational work, just putting things on paper, planning, A to Z was already done before I was released. And so it just came down to a matter of executing, really.
Mm-hmm. Your partner helped with the initial stuff first?
My partner actually came on board afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we kind of, the initial setup and just getting everything foundated, I pretty much did it myself. And then once I kind of got up and running, I didn't look at it that way, I really just looked at it as something that it had to be done.
Okay.
And, at the end of the day, anything, I'm one of those people who, really believe that anything you want to do, you can do it. You just have to develop the will to do it. It's great, and you want it, but starting off, we don't always get it sometimes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's not meant for us to have it right then anyway.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
You got to appreciate first.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, you're inspired. You should be an inspiration to others. Have you gone back to the jails, or have you gotten involved in any programs to talk to other guys that have been in your situation? To say, hey, I was
yes,
here, and look where I am?
Yeah, I have. They won't let me back inside the prisons here because of, you know, the Michigan's procedures.
Right.
But
okay.
I have, you know, these mentors, young guys, you know, out since I've been home. And then I work with several different programs, you know, in Michigan and around Detroit that are geared towards at-risk youth and, you know, prison prevention, so to speak, and also rehabilitation. You know, Goodwill Industries was one of them. You know, Goodwill is pretty much everywhere. But we work with, you know, their local branch quite extensively for a minute.
Well, I think that's great. I mean, you know, you have a story. You can help other people to not be in that situation.
Yeah.
And
you can be inspirational and mentoring to others.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
Where do you live?
I live in Detroit.
You live in Detroit. Okay.
Yeah.
So
did you
tell us more about what else you do? Oh, I'm sorry. I was just going to ask him. I wanted to find out more what all he does. You know, what are all your endeavors that you're working on right now?
Well, the brand and the photography are two of the main ones. But, you know, outside of that, I still do, you know, maintain employment as a paralegal. So, you know, I work for a local law firm. And, you know, just all my volunteer time is just done with, you know, just various youth programs. There's one where local program up here called Gifted Dreamers, and, you know, they deal with fatherless men. Young men, ages 11 to 18. So I do a lot of work with them, a lot of just mentoring, you know, work with them with the young boys. And there's another program up here called Luck that I still do a lot of work with. And what we do with Luck is guys that have been incarcerated and coming home, we pretty much try to help put them in a position to, you know, successfully make the transition, you know, just from incarceration back into, you know, society. Because fortunately enough, you know, we were able to do it. And, you know, I understand that that's not always the case with everybody.
Right.
You know, I've had a lot of friends who came and went. You know, they got out, went back, for whatever reason, whether it was just, you know, lack of support, lack of, you know, planning, lack of execution, whatever. And so knowing firsthand the barriers that guys face when they get out, and women too, you know, women,
right,
because women are becoming incarcerated at greater rates. So when women leave incarceration to come back into society, you know, they face the same barriers and same lack of resources that you're told you're supposed to get before you release, but then you get out and you see that it doesn't work like that. It really don't exist. So, you know, we try to work with both to make the transition smooth as possible, you know, for them.
Do you have any success stories as of now?
We actually do. We have quite a few, but we end up I'm contracting with Detroit Employment Services Corporation, and you know the whole contract was for to just you know take the young men and help them with job placement and just life skills. You know, life skills that when you are in a antisocial environment, which prison is, that either don't get developed, you really didn't have them before you were incarcerated, or they're just underdeveloped. And so, you know, we help supplement and train them in those skills. So, now we actually, you know, have had a pretty good success rate dealing with men in particular. But like I said, now we're dealing more and more with women as they get out as well.
Do you have any females that work with you so they're able to talk to the women too?
Yes. Yeah, we have. There are two women, young women in particular. And I call them young women. They a couple years younger than me. If I call them anything other than that, you know, they have a problem with it. So, two in particular that we do use to, you know, assist with the women that we're working with.
Okay.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Jeff. Good morning.
Hey,
Jeff.
I'm back.
How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Enjoying this blessed day.
Where you at, Detroit? I think I heard you're in Detroit, right?
Yeah, I'm in Detroit.
Okay, you're way up north. Wow.
Right.
Well, at least away from the heat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Heat here in Houston? Oh, my God, I'm going to burn up today and tomorrow. Ooh. Yeah. We won't go into that. Let me pat some sunscreen. I'll just wear that stuff in my vehicle. Ouch. Hey, Mara, I'll text you later today, and we can do something tomorrow, which is Sunday. These days are going quick. Crap.
Yeah, I know. They're going fast. That's fine. We'll catch up.
I know. Okay, cool.
Okay. So I have a question, Brian.
Okay.
Did you start your photography business at the same time as the t-shirt business?
I started after. Right. Probably about 6-7 months later. And me getting into photography, it was almost more so, I feel it was more about force than my choice. Because I had a regular working photographer that I used just for to do photo shoots, particularly to do photo shoots for the brand. And a situation occurred where I had two different women coming from two different states to do a photo shoot together. Had everything booked with the photographer, and the ladies' schedules, they were only able to get in the same place for like an hour, during the days that they were here. And the photographer, the day came around and the photographer ended up canceling on me, maybe like a half hour before we were supposed to shoot. So, it was time wasted and it was money wasted. And so after that, I said it would never happen again. So I invested in myself. I, bought a camera, watched I don't know how many videos, and just start shooting. But then actually, I paid out of pocket, and I went to the local community college, and I took a bunch of photography classes.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Every time, I've been blessed enough to, be the type of person where if there's a need that arises or something needs to be done and I can't get anyone else to do it or find anyone else to do it, then I'm going to invest in myself. to learn enough where I can always be my plan B. I can be my backup plan. You know, many things I have no desire to be plan A because I know my lane.
Mm-hmm.
But when, you know, things happen, things arise. So when they do, I try to put myself in a position where I can rely on me. If I can't rely on nobody else for the moment. But that's how I end up getting into photography. And then, you know,
okay.
Once I had, you know, got good at it and I had, you know, did it for probably about 2 years. Man, I opened the studio, you know, and my partner and I, we have a building where the front of it is actually, it's a women's clothing store. And then another section of it we use as a photography studio.
Okay. Well, you got it all in one area.
Right.
Well, we have, I'm sorry to cut you off, but we have Elam B. King on the line. Elam, are you there? Can he hear me?
Yes,
Nick?
I am. Excuse me. You got to excuse me for a second. Walking out of the graduation.
Oh, okay. Welcome, Elam.
Yeah, I thought that it was at 1, and then somehow my wife told me that it's at 10 o'clock. See how men, how
oh,
we
gosh.
Need women in our lives to keep us on point.
Oh.
way off, but they just, they're in their preliminary stuff.
Elam to Brian.
I'm sorry?
I was going to have Nikki introduce you to Brian. That's our guest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Brian is our guest right now, and he started his own T-shirt line and photography studio after incarceration. He mentors the youth and people getting out. So, and Brian Elam wrote a fantastic book called Understanding a Man, and he's been coming on our show every couple of weeks. At one point, it was every week to talk about different questions that women have brought to us.
Right.
So welcome.
Okay. How you doing, my brother?
Good to meet you, sir.
Likewise.
Oh, sorry if you guys are hearing any background noise. I'm trying to get to a quiet area.
Okay.
Okay, Brian, how can, let's see, we're getting close to the end of your segment. How can everybody reach you and order your shirts and, you know, just stay abreast of everything that you're doing? Because I'm sure this is only the beginning for you.
Right.
Yeah, I definitely hope it is. But everybody, they can see us, find us at KobeDenette.com, which is spelled KobeDenette.com. That's the website. And then, you know, they can just follow me on Instagram at B Jones Studios and at To Haters With Love and at KobeDenette.
And, you awesome.
Know, those sites, you know, in the social media, Instagram, you know, we put everything up so everybody can just, you know, follow us and keep track of, you know, what we'll be doing and our involvement in the community.
That's great.
Yeah, we wish you the
and
best.
And I'm glad to take you. You know, you're another one that has a testimony that needs to, you know, be shared and encourage other people that, you know, just because you make a mistake in life doesn't mean you can't turn it around. God
right.
forgives.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. It's never over. No, and it's never too late to turn around and make a difference, just like you said. And you two ladies will have to make sure y'all give me your address so I can get some shirts to y'all.
All right.
Thank you. We definitely will. I'm looking forward to that.
Wear it proudly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I definitely appreciate
you. Well, thank you so much, sir. Yeah, we appreciate you taking the time out early in the morning to come on the show and tell us about everything that you're doing. We hope you will come back to the show later and keep us abreast of everything that's going on.
No, I most definitely will do. No, thank you, ladies.
Great.
I appreciate you so much.
Thank
sure.
you so much, Ryan.
Yeah. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend.
Okay, you too.
Okay, thank you. Okay, are we ready for Elam's segment now?
We are. Elam.
We are.
Mara has questions for you.
I don't. People message me questions.
Yeah.
And some of them, you know, I can tell they're getting kind of antsy, so I refer them. I'm like, you know, he does have his own social media, right? You can go straight to Elam. You don't have to ask me.
So funny.
The main one that I said that gave me the idea to have you on here today, Elam, was the one where she says she's on chapter 4. She is loving the book, but she wants to know how the book will help her find a husband. She doesn't see it.
That's actually a very simple answer. I don't, if she's listening, you just advise her that she's on chapter 4. Well, there's 15 chapters. And just like with anything else, and I think a lot of times when we look at relationships, and when we I say relationships and starting a business are two areas, whereas we'll have short patience in that area, but then when it comes to like maybe our jobs, right, or curriculum wise, we're willing to, you know, stay in school for XYZ amount of years, what, from 0 all the way to 18. You stay in school for 18 years. Now, I mean, that's like a first grader asking, well, how can I graduate? Well, look, you got a little ways to go, you know? So right now she in fourth grade talking about graduating high school. Hold on. Let's get through a couple of more chapters. And I say that candidly and respectfully as well, but, you know, just because she read about two or three chapters, that's not everything. If she is unmarried, well, she read the first two chapters, which were kind of, which I would definitely say that those who are unmarried, you know, about the high standards, stop the madness, and Miss Independent or Miss Interdependent, chapter 3 was good for her to know as well about some of the things that we didn't tell y'all to do. And chapter 4 is, if she's getting through chapter 4, that's a very critical chapter, whereas I'm taking you through the phases of not only, you know, knowing who you are and understanding your expectations, but then watching the other person and seeing whether or not that you can actually fit in their world. So she's right smack dab in the middle of what would be a good grooming from a wife perspective. But she's got to get through what is nagging. She has to understand Just Between Us, which is chapter 6, about things that happen when you first get married. You know, understanding why men cheat, speaking language, understanding the love languages. And chapter 14 is what to do while you wait. That's probably one of the most critical chapters for the women who are unmarried. So, she's got 10 more chapters to go before she's going to get to probably one of the most critical chapters for those who are unmarried from a reading perspective. So, just tell her to keep on keeping on. One of the things about the manual is that whether you are married, single, or divorced, there's certain chapters that are going to be applicable for you at certain times. So not only is it something for, you know, the young lady who is unmarried, but then once she gets married, then there are chapters that are in there that can actually help her retain her relationship. Because it's not all about just getting the person. And that's why the subtitle is giving you tools for a lasting relationship. This is a lifetime partnership. So you don't want to step into that not having some good background, a good anchor, a good, you know, baseline. So everybody wants the blessing, but don't nobody want the lesson, you know. And the lessons come from just understanding and the challenges and things of that nature along the way. So what would that be? 11 more chapters to whomever that is, and then she'll get a better understanding of it.
Sounds good. I told her that you would be able to say it so much better than I could. I was just going to say, well, keep reading. And then I was just going to leave it at that. But thankfully, you spelled it out why she needs to keep reading. Thank you, EOMC. Mm-hmm. I knew you could handle it. All right. Yep. Here's the next Elam. She wants to remain anonymous. But she has said that she's an alpha female, and she feels that alpha men are intimidated by her. By reading your book, it seems as though she needs to change her ways and become more submissive. How does she do this when she has been an alpha woman all her life?
Okay. I need her to understand, respectfully, I'm going to say this off the top. Is she a wolf? Okay, because that's the only place that I know that there's an alpha female. Okay?
Okay.
Is she a coyote? Is she a hyena? Because, you know, I know in the wild they have alpha females because they're the head of the pack. They run the whole thing. Okay? So she's not an alpha female. There's alpha males, but there's no alpha female. And I think that now what I can transition that to in my mind is that maybe she's a strong independent, you know, the quote-unquote, and I'm going to put that in quotation marks, which I think is one of the most detrimental things to ladies right now because what comes with that, and there's nothing wrong with being quote-unquote independent. I mean, you're unmarried. You're supposed to be independent. So some of these things, some of these words that we use, they kind of make no sense. You're an independent female. Well, if you're not married, what else are you? What else are you going to be? I don't care
if you
make $5 an hour or $500,000 an hour. You're not married. So everybody's independent, right? Okay, what are we going to say? Strong? I mean, certain words that we use that and the stigmas that come behind it to whereas when you say those things, that you have to be careful, okay? And so, you know, when you're single, you can be independent. When you're married, you have to learn how to be humble. You have to learn humility. That's the strength inside of a wife, her humility. Because at that point, you're transitioning from me to us. And in doing that, you're moving from being quote-unquote Miss Independent to being interdependent. To whereas, you know, there's the dependence on somebody else. There is answering to somebody else. There is, you know, guidance and leadership from somebody else. So I guess the question that I would give back to her is that does she even feel like she's ready to be, you know, in those categories from a humility perspective, from a submission perspective. And if she's not, it's actually okay. That's why books such as this are important. That's why attending seminars and conferences. I want to advise all of the ladies who, I know you want to get married because from day one you've been playing with dolls and playing house, right, and doll houses. So you've been getting the preparation, right, you know, doll babies and stuff like that, to be a wife, to be a mother. But understand that on the other side of that, what really comes with that, what your grandmama and them know about, is that there's a position that has to be played, period. And just like I have to play my position. You know, the great example I always like to use is, you know, if you, you know, from a security perspective, well, if somebody breaks in the house, who's going to secure the house? Me or you? You Miss Independent and Miss Strong, you want to jump out in front of me then? Or do you want to now play your position and now be defended? See what I'm saying? So you can't have your cake and eat it too. Okay? You got to either be all in, but society is the one that kind of throws you all around. Oh, no, be independent, but be treated like a lady. But, you know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Open the door for me, pay for my bill, but I can really do all this by myself. Okay. Like, which one you really want? Pick your battle, right? So how is she going to do that? It's going to come from her personal development. Men who are intimidated by her, well, you're choosing the wrong men. I like to say you're picking the wrong men. Your picker is off. We got to improve your picker, right? And we're going to improve that. But even though you might have, you know, some levels of, I'm going to guess, she might have some levels of success from a job perspective or maybe, you know, car, crib and all that. That's got nothing to do with intimate relationships. That's got nothing to do with, you know, matters of the heart. And I'll take it a step further. You know, have you found your purpose? You're trying to find a mate. Have you found your purpose in life? Because if you found your purpose in life and you continue down that path, guess what? The guy is going to find you. You don't have to focus on being, you know, you don't have to focus on, you know, finding somebody, because you're going to be found because you have now shown God, okay, he's put you on this earth for X, Y, Z reason, you know, to give your talent back to the world. And so he's now going to give you the desires of your heart. That's scriptural. So you don't have to worry about looking for somebody. But have you completed the purpose that why God has had you on this earth? You over here looking for a man. Have you completed have you walked inside of the purpose that God wants you to have? And that's the reason why that you see people out here in relationships unhappily married, because they go after the relationship first. And then they worry about taking care of themselves. But that's almost like chasing the money from a job perspective. You can make a whole lot of money, right, and be very upset at what you do. So we got to learn to reverse this thing. Let's focus on, let's just say her name is Sarah, right? She wants to be anonymous. So we're just going to call you Sarah, right? We're going to call you Jennifer. Jennifer, let's focus on you as an individual first, and you completing and you following your purpose of why you're here on this earth. Don't worry about a dude. Don't worry about a relationship right now. Maximize being the best Jennifer that you can be. And along the way, Bobby gonna come. Does that make sense? And I know that that's a different approach than what people are used to hearing, but
no, that makes sense.
You know, in order, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Am I just talking and y'all can't hear me? Oh, okay. Yeah. In order for us to do better, we gotta be better, right? And we can't follow the path of what everybody else says about dress like this and look like this. And okay, the baseline is let's get you right first. And when you do that, then the person's going to come. Hopefully I answered our question.
Bravo. You did. Okay. So next question. This is from someone named Mr.
I'm sorry. Let me throw this last piece in there because I want this to be totally understood by the quote-unquote strong and independent woman. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
A man, and I'm not even going to say a real man, I'm going to say a man that is following in his path, doing the same thing that I just said for her to do, he's never intimidated by her. We, as black men, are not intimidated by a woman who is out there shaking and moving and doing the thing. Stop thinking that. Are there insecure people out there? Yes, there are insecure people everywhere. And are there more insecure people than secure people? Yes. But you are attracting those type of people for some reason.
Right.
And you have to look at that. So that means that there's some improvement that has to be happen within you. So let's stop thinking that if you make $1 zillion a year that you can't get a man because he's intimidated by that. That's a lie. Not true. We're not intimidated by you.
Good to know. Good to know.
The end. Hello?
Yeah. Okay, here we have 15 minutes left with you, Elam. It goes by so fast, I tell you. So here is the last one. Her name is Missy. She said, do you plan to talk to a panel of women the same way you talk to a panel of men and write another book geared towards them?
So basically, which is a question that I'm constantly asked, do I plan on making the female version of this manual?
Yeah.
Right.
That sounds like.
Let me answer this, and part of the answer you're not going to like. Well, that person's probably you might not like a portion of it. Do I plan on doing something similar to that? Yes. Is it coming anytime soon? No. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to give you the bona fide reason. One of the reasons why. One of the challenges that I saw, and one of the pieces of fuel for the reason why that I wrote this manual, is because it's something that I've recognized amongst, you know, particularly women of color, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that You know, you're out there, you're shaking and moving, you know, you've been doing your thing. You're the most educated genre that exists out there, right? And when I would go back to homecoming, if I had 10 male friends and 10 female friends that I graduated with, okay, of the male friends, 8 of them are married, okay, right? The other two just don't feel like getting married, okay? But of the 10 females, 2 of them married, and the other 8 looking, okay? So what was the immediate thing that we have been noticing is that, you know, women are really great out here in the workforce, shaking, moving, and doing their thing, but the matters of the heart are offbeat. Whereas for us, let's just keep this real, we have a lot more, we have a lot less of challenges in this specific area right now. When we feel like settling down, we go grab somebody and we can settle down with them. That's just real. If you're a black man that's educated and you have a halfway decent job, you can have 10 kids, okay? As long as you're taking care of them, he can get married next month if he wants to. Seriously. But for women, it's more of a struggle. So that's why women are like, okay, well, you need to write this down so these guys can understand. Yeah, are there some things that we need to understand? Absolutely. But are there matters of the heart that we need to understand? Absolutely. But the struggle is not as real for us as it is for you. So if anything, one of the reasons why that this book was written was, as you can see, it wasn't to tear women down. It wasn't to, you know, be misogynistic. It was to help. So, so if you're basically asking me, are you going to help our brothers settle down? Do we need some guidance in that area? Yes, we do. Growth is a continuous process. We always do, but that's not the immediate need right now. The immediate need is for the coaches of the relationship, which is the woman, to get it together. Because if you think that a man is going to lead a relationship, you dead wrong. You want me to make the man the leader? The man is not the leader of intimates of the heart, and it's not going to happen. Matters of the heart, we're not going to be the leader. We need to understand some stuff, but we're not the leaders. You're the leaders. So step one was to go to the leaders to say, hey, leaders, let's get this thing together so that you can lead the relationship. Am I making sense? So that's why when I hear people say, "Well, you need to make the male for why?" So you can just complain. We're not looking for that right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we're pretty good right now. We need help in other areas. That's why there's a different book coming that's going to be more geared towards the men. So there's one coming, but it's not right along these same lines because we need leadership in other areas. We need to learn how to lead these homes. We need to learn how to lead these households. We need to learn how to lead our own lives. You know what I'm saying? So is there a book coming that's going to assist men from a leadership perspective in the area that they need to improve in? Absolutely. But it's not going to be specifically along the lines of matters of the heart because you're the leader there. Am I making sense?
Yes, that makes sense. Yeah. I'm looking forward to the next book.
Right.
Yep, it's coming. Don't worry. It's coming. and it is geared more towards helping men in a respective area.
And Nikki, it's so terrible. You know, Elon forgot I was even in Atlanta. He just forgot all. Yeah, that's
crazy. Elon's a mover and a shaker, so he barely probably know what state he in at certain times.
I try.
Elon's on the go almost all the time.
All the time.
Hey, you know what? God is.
Nikki needs to gear up too because we're about to start, Nikki. I heard that, Nikki. We'll be all right. Well, those are the main things. I mean, there were several other questions, but I'm safe. convince you to come back on, Elam. And I know that you're in the middle of doing family stuff anyway. So
yeah,
I'm going to have you come to those questions.
Absolutely. And actually, you know what, candidly, even though you were just saying something, I want to share something with everybody. And I want to be mm-hmm. transparent about it. See, because even like you say, you know, Elam, you're out here shaking and moving. You know, like I'm moving a lot right now,
mm-hmm.
right? But there's a sacrifice
mm-hmm.
coming with that from my family. And so part of the reason why that is for me is because Elam didn't walk in his purpose as soon as he should have, right? He started figuring
mm-hmm.
that out
mm-hmm.
later on, right? Making good money, afforded a great style of living for my family, but I wasn't inside of my purpose. And see, you don't
mm-hmm.
want to. There's already enough things that are stacked up against you when you get married, right? You don't want to
mm-hmm.
add in the fact that you're just then figuring out some of your purpose, right? And you know, there's a path and there's a journey that different ones of us take or whatever. And that's the reason why that I try to share with single people, while you are unmarried right now, stop thinking about a relationship. Let's go get you at the maximum level. You know, let's just use a scale of 1 to 10, right? In my opinion, you must be coupled with somebody in order to be a 10, right? So why
right.
don't you go become the biggest 8 that you can? Go ahead and be an 8, right? So that when that significant other, when that spouse, when that mate comes into your life, then you can move into 9. Then you can move into 10. You're not back at 3 and 4 trying to figure out how to become that 8. And in the process of you becoming that 8, you're sacrificing relationship, time. Oh, and then you want to, then you have to sit there and think, then here come kids and stuff like that. Then you have things that people say, and they love to say this, you know, I wanted to do such and such in my life, but I had to give all that up for my children. Why? You know,
yeah.
And as a parent, I'm saying that. You don't give up your life's purpose for your children. I know society makes you think that that's something okay. It's not, because you're not put on this earth to have babies. Having children is like paying rent back to the earth. Like you're supposed to procreate so that you can continue the species. But you're not here to make children. You're here to walk in your purpose. And as you do that, then your spouse comes up. This is how we make things in proper alignment. The problem is that we go out of alignment. We try to go find the spouse first. Then we try to go figure out what we need to do in life. Then we have children. Now we drop what we need to do in life because we think we're supposed to give up everything for our children. Now you're 45 or 50 years old and you're not quote-unquote happy and you blame it on your spouse. Hello?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. You didn't make yourself happy first, which is what you were supposed to
right.
do.
Right.
Then the other person was supposed to come along and compliment your happy. Then when the kids
mm-hmm.
come along, you can work all day long and still have enough gas in your tank to handle your household, because the energy that you spent during the day, you didn't spend it all, because when you're walking in your purpose, you don't get tired. You just need rest, and there's a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to stop doing these things backwards, and we need to go hard and grind on ourselves while we're in the unmarried stage, okay, so that when somebody else comes along, we're ready for that person.
So enjoyed having you on here. It is never a dull moment when you're on here. I can't wait to have you on again so we can address the other questions that we have for you.
Absolutely.
I encourage everyone, Elam, give them your contact information so that they can send their questions directly to you.
Absolutely. You can go to Understanding a Man, our fan page on Facebook. That's the best place to go. You can also follow us on Instagram at Elam B. King. So Understanding a Man on Facebook or Elam B. King. And also check out our YouTube as well. There's a lot of good information on the YouTube under Understanding a Man.
Awesome. Enjoy the rest of the day, my friend.
Enjoy your weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for
Thank
coming.
Thank you. Talk to you next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.